Happy anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, everyone. Welcome, Sam Smith.
Kia ora, tato.
Hello.
Hello, whanau. Welcome back, Geneva.
Yay. Yes. Thanks for saving this album for me. I'm sorry I fell sick last week.
It's my pleasure. You know, we couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, I'm glad because I spent a lot of time watching this band at places like the King's Arms.
Exactly.
Yes.
Rest in peace, the King's Arms.
Yeah, in pieces, really.
I hope they put like a plaque or something outside the new development there. That would be nice.
Yeah, or maybe just like reinstate the King's Arms. I mean, it's turned into apartment buildings, but they may not be apartments forever. Like, it could just turn into a multi-tiered venue.
Well, exactly.
Super club.
That's a very good idea.
Let's turn it into a super club. We could buy it. Should we
start a crowdfunding campaign?
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. So we're looking at the screens today. Mintchicks, yes, from 2009. Of course, this is their third and final studio album. And I thought it would be good to do this because it's just actually been released for the first time ever on vinyl.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Yeah. I think Flying Out have got a few copies left. I don't think it's been sold out yet.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so the Mintchicks, they were formed in 2001. At Orewa College, where the Nielsen brothers attended school. That's also where Big Hungry attended school as well. I think he's from the same generation.
So it's a cool school, is it?
It's a cool, one of those cool Orewa schools, yeah.
Hello.
Very musical place. And yeah, obviously the group were made up of Ruben and Cody Nielsen, Paul Roper and Michael Logie. And after initially just playing at kind of low-level parties and gigs and that kind of thing, they were discovered and signed by Flying Nun in 2003. And they quickly established a reputation as one of the most exciting new indie bands in New Zealand during the mid-2000s. They released two EPs and two albums between 2003 and 2006. And this culminated in some great success where in 2007 at the Music Awards, they won 5 Tuis, including Album and Group of the Year.
That's right. They did, didn't they?
They did. That was for Crazy Yes, Dumb No.
Yes.
Which was massive hit, you know.
Hit album.
Was played constantly on music television.
Come on, girl. You know.
Back when music television was a thing.
Yes, music television.
Rest in peace, C4.
Oh my gosh, I love C4. Oh. I also, did you watch Space TV?
Yes, I do remember Space TV and Alt TV as well.
Oh yeah, I was on Alt TV.
Really?
Yeah, I did the request show. Yeah.
That's cool. Also, I think Sarah was also the music director there.
Yes, that's right. That's how we became friends.
Many a good night spent watching Alt TV. It was a great, great, great institution.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
So by 2007, the group had become very successful after initially being kind of an underground band. Obviously, the success of Craziest Unknown spurred them into the mainstream, quote unquote, and got them on many people's radar. However, at this time, they lost the bass player, Michael Logie. He left, and just as the band was relocating to Portland to begin sessions for Screens, and they essentially became a trio for this record.
Yeah.
So the sessions for this album were recorded over a 2-year period, mainly as a trio, although they did have a future UMO bass player, Jacob Portrait, who's an American. He came in and kind of produced for them and did some bass playing and stuff and that kind of thing. And some of the songs were initially released on an EP as a sort of a teaser for the record in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And the sound of this record was kind of slightly different from their more earlier stuff, which is more punky, noise rock, I guess. This one was more kind of poppy, more melodic in places.
Yeah.
They even called it Trouble Gum. That's the name they gave it.
Right.
And they were definitely listening to a lot more pop and 60s kind of psychedelic music. People like the Zombies and the Beach Boys and that kind of thing.
Nice,
which is kind of a sort of an influence on what they were doing here. And I guess this change of sound can also be put down to the Nielsen's desire to constantly change their sound and experiment, as they've always tended to do. A lot of their projects, you'll notice, are quite different as they go along. They never kind of stick on something for too long. They're always keen to kind of change things up and move forward, I guess.
Yeah.
And that was definitely the case on this record. So with that, we're going to play a track called Hot on Your Heels to start off. This is track number 3 and the second single. And this has still got elements of punk kind of pop there, but there's also a very catchy melody and a good example of the style that they were exploring more on this record. And Ruben Nielsen's actually joked that he thinks this was the first ever UMO song because he's singing a lot of falsetto.
Okay.
And so, the backing vocals.
So you'd say that possibly this was a precursor to UMO?
Probably.
Yeah.
Because on UMO records, obviously Ruben Nielsen likes to sing quite high falsetto and that kind of thing.
Yes.
And on this album, he was, with the backing vocals, singing a lot of that stuff. Yeah.
Was Hot on Your Heels by the Mint Chicks, our anniversary album Screens from 2009. I'm here with Sam Smith.
They're very short, catchy, punchy, to the point songs.
Yes, they are. That's punk rock, isn't it?
It is.
Someone asked what happened to Paul Roper.
Yes, so I actually don't know what Paul Roper's doing.
Hey, Paul, text in 5395.
If anyone knows what Paul Roper's doing, text in.
Yeah, text us in. Yeah. Hey, buddy, what's up?
Yeah, what's up? The next song we're going to play is called Don't Sell Your Brain Out, Baby. It's a cool name for a song.
Yeah, don't sell your brain, period.
Exactly. This is track number 4 and the 3rd single. And again, very poppy. It's some really cool sort of what I like to call a circus carousel keyboard.
I just want to ask an off-tangent question.
Good.
would you ever sell your brain and for how much?
Probably not when I'm alive, but I'm open to...
But if you could live without your brain?
If I could live without my brain?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could.
Okay. That answers it. Okay.
Why would anyone want to buy my brain?
I don't know.
But I'm always open to donating my brain when I'm dead. That's fine.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's really cool when people donate their brain to medical research and stuff. Or any body part.
Oh, it just as a gift. Hey, would you like my brain? Here's my brain.
this track here, it's got some really cool circus carousel keyboard in it.
Oh.
Which is quite cool.
Let's go to the circus.
It's kind of like the music you hear on merry-go-rounds.
Yes.
And this was actually a BFM number 1.
Oh.
It was in the top 10. And it's actually, this is probably a record. 5 songs on this record were BFM number 1s, which is probably a record.
Hit makers.
I don't know if anyone knows the history of the top 10, but I don't know if many other people had 5 number 1s on one album.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check it out.
Don't stand the rain.
I heard that carousel that you mentioned just before.
Yes, and that brought me onto the topic of those clowns, moving clowns' heads. That you had to put the ball in their mouth.
Yes.
I was terrified by those as a child.
They were quite scary. I thought that they were alive.
Yeah, I did too.
And that they lived on balls. I was a kid, so I was innocent. Okay. Okay, mate. Right. So we're going to cut to a break, and then we're going to conclude our anniversary albums, the Minchick Screens from 2009.
Whoop, whoop.
See you after this.
There's no food. Mum!
You're 20 years old. Motet's got their food truck roundup with the Auckland Food Truck Collective, June 7th to 9th.
Ma.
It's free entry, and there's vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free food for your tum-tum.
Go to motet.org.nz.
I got a golden ticket! Hey! All four of my grandparents in one bed! I've got a golden...
Piss off, Charlie! Can't you see we're rooting?
Yeah, come back when you got some golden beers, you little twerp.
Dickhead!
Refresh any situation with a Rudy's Lager. The gorgeous golden bear in the gorgeous gold can. Brewed here in Auckland for weird, beautiful, kind of reserved, but a little bit mad on the piss Aucklanders like yourself. Available now at select liquor stores and pubs worth a damn throughout this wretched and humid city. Rudy's Lager. Find out where you can get the gold at rudys.beer.
Good morning. Okay, the new Cater Station jingle. What have you got, creative? Give me gold.
The Cater Station.
Yep.
Yum.
Yep.
So, yep.
Anything else?
Yeah. When your team needs filling up, they can't be satisfied. Their appetites need servicing, so open wide.
Could we outsource this one?
Great idea.
Cater Station are holding a competition to find their new jingle. Do you have what it takes? If you do, you could be walking away with a cool $1,000 cash. Find out more. Go to 95BFM.com or text JINGLE to 5395.
There's a lot inside a 95BFM B-card. Check out these sweet B-card discounts from our mates, including
Arcade,
Fume,
Lord of the Fries,
Mezze Bar,
Mister's Cafe,
Nice Touch Massage,
Pat Menzies Shoes,
Red Bar,
and loads more.
Support independent media from as little as $4.20 a month with a B-card. For full discount information, go to 95bfm.com/B-card benefits.
Hello.
Hello.
Excuse me, it's Anniversary Albums and I'm here with Sam Smith.
Hello, yes. So how did this record, how was it received?
Who received it and from the
people,
where?
The people received it.
Fantastic.
It did reasonably well, actually, commercially. Peaked at number 10 in the New Zealand charts, so it was their most successful album to do that.
Peaky.
Critics were also very impressed. Real Groove magazine, rest in peace, gave it 5 stars.
Oh.
And also got nominated for Album of the Year at the 2009 New Zealand Music Awards. They got 5 nominations, but they only won 1 award, and that was for Best Album Cover.
Oh, so what?
That's a bit disappointing.
No, but I mean, they do make their own album covers, so that is still...
That's still cool.
It's not just giving props to a designer, it's like still a member of the band.
True, true.
But that has nothing... Yeah, I mean, cool.
It's since gone on, like most of their records, to be viewed very favourably and an essential indie album from that late 2000s period. They were arguably the best New Zealand indie band of that period and very much an essential BFM band, that is for sure. If you're talking top 10 BFM bands of all time, then the Minchick's name would very much be in consideration.
Yeah, I miss going to their shows.
Yeah.
You know, I think that they were partly the reason why King's Arms used to change from glass to plastic, because I remember going to their shows and there would be like a little shelf next to the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then, all the glasses that they put up there would be smashed all over the ground.
Fuck.
Yeah, I just have a lot of memories of, like, after the gig, just seeing this kind of smashed wall of glass.
They were quite raucous, weren't they?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah. They released one more EP after this record in 2010 called Bad Buzz before they broke up on March the 12th, 2010, after a show. And the legend has it, I don't know if this is true or not, someone who was there, please text in, but apparently Cody Nielsen destroyed 2 drum kits on stage. And then the day after, their website said, start your own fucking band.
Oh, cool.
I did. So, yeah. If you were at that gig, text in what actually happened. It's a bit of an urban legend.
Well, it sounds upsetting, whatever it was.
But after this, of course, Ruben Nielsen went on and formed Unknown Mortal Orchestra,
mm-hmm.
which he's still doing today. And Cody Nielsen has done multiple projects opossum, obviously.
Ah, yes.
Silicon.
Yes.
And he's also drummed for his wife, Bec Runga.
Yeah, the ultimate woman.
He's also back playing with UMO now as well, so that's cool.
Yes.
The Mint Chicks still hold a special place in many people's hearts, and if there ever was a full-blown reunion, no doubt people would be scrambling to get tickets because it'll be very popular, I'm
it'd
sure.
It'd be scrambled eggs on those tickets.
Cracking eggs.
Flashing in that pan.
Yeah.
Also, someone texted in, hi, Geneva and Sam. Hello.
Hello.
The Naked and Famous had close to 5 BFM top 10 hit number ones. Passive Me, Aggressive You, The Sun, Serenade, All of This, Young Blood, Girls Like You, Maybe. Great effort, though. Cheers, Mike. Thanks, Mike.
Cool, thanks, Mike. Were they all on the same album, though?
Yeah,
because this particular album had 5 BFM number ones.
Yeah, crazy, crazy.
No doubt lots of artists have had lots of number ones, but on multiple projects.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking if this record with 5 number ones on one album was beaten, or has been beaten.
Or could be beaten.
Or could be beaten in the future.
Because you've got to start your own band these days.
Damn right, you do.
Don't you?
so on that note, let's finish with the lead single on the album and track number 5. This is called I Can't Stop Being Foolish. This, of course, was also another BFM number one hit and contains more Circus Carousel keyboard, which I personally can't get enough of. I love it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Sam, and see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.